where fear reigns. The only place to hide is in your own thoughts. That's not a good place to be. Utter them out loud and...
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Tumen Bay has changed.
I'm sorry to disturb so late in the afternoon. Is the master at home?
He is sleeping.
Oh, let him be. It is the child of the house I wish to speak to. Please don't be alarmed. It is a small matter.
Whom may I say?
Barakat.
It's all right.
You wish to speak to my son. Why?
If I may come in, I will explain. If it's convenient.
My son is saying his prayers.
Good. I'll wait. If it's convenient. Oh, these are my priests. We have walked from the palace.
And the soldiers?
Our escort. In these times, it is a shame, but there are those who would harm us.
Husband, what are you doing? Why are you making a holy man wait in the street? Please, let me touch your feet.
Please, there is no need. I am merely a servant of God.
Welcome to our humble home. Welcome. Bring refreshments. You must be hungry, surely.
No, we have need of nothing. Please don't trouble yourself.
Oh, it is such an honor to receive you, Holiness. Come through, please.
You have a beautiful home.
Thank you. Please, treat this as your home.
Oh, I love babies. May I?
It's all right, my lad. It's all right.
Hello, little one. Hello. They are the blank parchment on which God's word can be written.
Of course.
Yeah. Ah! And this must be your son. Come, child.
Come, Malik.
Come.
Come, Malik. Sit with the Holy Father.
How do you like school, Malik?
Good.
You are one of the lucky ones. I didn't have such a good education. I didn't come from such a home as this. Tell me about your teacher. What do you call him?
Master.
Master. Good. Good. He teaches you about the scriptures. He tells you how a young man should live his life according to God's law.
Yes.
But I have heard he teaches other things too. Ah.
Are you sure you do not want to eat?
No.
But
I said no. Wait there, please. Stand next to your husband and wait there. Tell the servants to go.
Here you best go. Here, Malati, here you best go.
Close the door, please. You look worried, child. Don't be worried. Do you know what makes us strong? When I say strong, I mean without fear of what might happen to us. No? The truth makes us strong. It is God's gift. I learned that from a very early age. The power of truth. That is why I, Barakat, have a reputation for never uttering a lie. Never. That is my strength. That can be your strength now. Do you understand me?
We have brought our son up to always tell the truth, haven't we, Malik?
Tell him, Malik.
Yes.
Good. You see, it has come to my attention that there is a heretic in your son's school.
Oh, I swear we know nothing of this.
Of course, of course. You are not trained. You expect when you send your children to school that their teachers will show them the true path.
Are you saying our son's teacher?
He has visited.
What?
This house. Your house. Several times.
Malik was falling behind with his recitations. We asked his teacher to...
help? That's commendable. I understand. If all parents were so diligent, my work in Tumanbe would be unnecessary.
Please, if our child has done anything wrong, tell us what it is.
Yes.
We will beat him until...
Yes, yes. Mm.
Soldiers came to your school today looking for your teacher. Where was he? Where was he?
Tell him, Malik. Tell him you...
Shh! Where was he?
He left.
Did someone tell him the soldiers were coming? Good. Who told him? You know where the master went, don't you?
How can he possibly know? The man just fled.
You have a chance to save yourself now. We know everything already.
He is just a child.
We know everything. We know every child. We know every teacher in every school. Every soul is important to us. When a soul is lost, especially one so young as you, do you know what happens? You're feeling distressed. It is natural you feel distressed. You are trying to hide from God, but God sees all, and all will answer to him. You know how to save yourself. Where is the master? There? He's in there?
No. He's confused. You are confusing him.
Malik, tell him. Tell him you know nothing.
Yes.
Open that door.
Please, no.
Oh, dear.
Please.
Take him.
Please, no.
And take the parents, too.
No. Malik, no.
And the boy?
Leave him. You see? God takes care. God takes care of all. The truth sets you free. Come. Let us continue God's work.
No!
Tumanbe, Series 2, Episode 1, The Last Boat, by John Dryden.
The truth is what destroyed us. The greatest city on earth. A defeated city. All its wealth is being plundered to fund the conqueror's expanding empire. Maya's ambition. Maya's truth. And the man who determines Maya's truth, the man who measures everything.
We believe householders in the area are hiding heretics.
His barakat. Maya's inquisitor, the man sent not to preach, but to enforce Maya's truth.
So what do you recommend?
The burning down of the Vildin section of the city. In my experience, such measures are necessary.
Let me pray on it.
Effendi Red, the regent entrusted by Maya to govern Tumanbe.
In any case, the judges would need to issue a decree.
He has been clever. Using the existing systems, the judiciary, the institutions, the administration, and the old officials.
Gregor.
Regent?
Still here.
I don't think they would agree to that. Do you?
To be commanded.
I'm sure, Excellency, the judges would agree to...
Reduced, though, from head of the palace guard to this. A messenger boy for the new regime. At least I survived, because I'm good at that.
And of course our Sultan will have to put his stamp on the order, if he is capable of holding the stamp.
He speaks of our young Sultan. They keep him because they need a figurehead, someone to convince the people that the city thrives, even as they plunder it. Some lands are rich, some are poor.
Where do you want them then?
Bring them inside. Careful, please.
Ours has a surplus now. A surplus of corpses. So our doctors...
You've kept them cold?
They thrive.
Back to nice, this one. No expense spared.
Hey! Don't. Just... In the cold room. Put it down there. Gently.
What are they for, Doctor?
Routine. Just one of my duties as head of the Medical Institute.
Where have they come from?
They say from the swamps. Outside the city.
Are you sure? Definitely from outside of the city walls.
If that's what it says on the order, that's where they came from.
Good. Careful.
Why does it matter?
What?
Well, this is the third fresh delivery in as many weeks.
So?
Aren't there enough of the dead in Tumambe for you to...
You ask too many questions, Alkin.
Or not enough.
Butler!
Yes, Doctor?
Is everything ready?
Yes.
We have guests.
Of course.
Ah, Inquisitor?
Yes? What is it?
And look here.
Is this a convenient time?
Kadali.
Convenient for what?
Another of the old guard like me. Another to swear his oath to Maya in return for life. Some sort of life.
I just wanted to let you know that I have dispatched a new consignment of treasures from the palace to Maya.
Where is the Sultan?
The Sultan? I haven't seen him. I hope you are satisfied with my work.
Satisfied? I'm merely a servant in God's household.
Of course.
We answer to him and him alone.
Yes. Anyway, I just wanted to keep and let you know that I'm so glad you're here.
Kadali always knew which arse to lick and which arse to kick.
Gregor.
Inquisitor.
Come with me.
I guess I'm not so different.
What do you think, Gregor?
Inquisitor?
You are experienced in rooting out spies and traitors, aren't you? What would you do if you were Fendi Red?
I would take the advice of Maya's celebrated Inquisitor.
Of course. And suppose I wasn't here, and it was your job to find those who would destroy us. What would you do?
I would place spies amongst them.
Hmm. And how would you know you could trust your spies?
Through spies. I would have them know there are other spies watching them.
Stay close to me, Gregor. I think you could be useful.
It's why I survive. But what does he want from me? The Room of Mirrors. Barakat's administrative section now. Rows of clerks making lists. And every treasure stripped.
Information, Gregor. That is the key.
Inquisitor. Would you like to inspect?
Every man, woman, child, dog, every cat, every beggar in Tumenbe. I want to know everything about them. These just head of households.
Inquisitor, the others are here.
And that is how you can help me, Gregor. The Sultan.
The Sultan?
Why wasn't he at the meeting today?
He sent word he was unwell.
Unwell?
I believe so.
Someone is supplying him with the midnight flower. Effendi Red doesn't care. He would rather the young Sultan lived this half-life. But I am curious to know who is supplying him. Find out.
Of course, Inquisitor.
That's all. You can go now. Back to your tasks. Actually, no. Come. I want to show you something.
A darkened room with laid out on tables.
If I make an incision just here, in a straight line, as so.
Dear God.
Ah, Inquisitor.
Carry on, carry on. You see, Gregor,
so,
the dead can tell us as much as the living.
Peel the flesh back.
I hadn't taken you as a patron of scientific discovery.
Perhaps not. But I believe we have a duty to use everything God has given us to search for God's truth.
So, if I make a cross section.
The soul, for instance.
The soul?
Where does it reside in the body, precisely? How long does it remain after death? If we can find it. Oh, look at that.
Just across the tendon.
Perhaps we can cure sin, you see, if sin is a disease of the soul, which it must surely be. Often, sin manifests itself in sickness. The lame, the crippled. Perhaps, if we can treat the soul, we will cure the disease. You see?
Yes. Of course. I definitely see. What I see is a madman. How do you cure madness?
Dumanbe has been sick for a long time. So, what if we compare the bodies of known sinners?
Known sinners?
From Dumanbe. Our prisons are full of them.
Right.
We compare them with the bodies brought from afar. And therefore, we will find where the sin resides. Well, that is our hope, isn't it, Doctor?
Yes, it is our hope. Indeed it is.
Of course, we cannot completely be certain of the purity of the bodies brought in from afar. Although, I do believe these ones came from...
Swamps, I was told.
Ah, our other doctor. Arkin here is a traveler from the East. A great mind. I discovered her in Asyra. She found herself trapped there just before the city was liberated by Maya.
I might have died there if it wasn't for you, Inquisitor.
Praise be. She's assisting Dr. Dorin in his investigations. What's that?
The liver.
And that darkness? The soul sickened there, do you think?
The man was a soulless drunk, I imagine. Does that conclude our work for today? Because with your permission,
wait.
What is it?
A lesion. Just here, in the lungs. I have seen this before.
Yes, I noticed that too. But let's not distract ourselves, Elkin.
Let me see. Are you saying this is... This is the...
Get the other body.
Yes, the one. I think that's enough for today, Elkin. Why don't you and the
assistant... No, let her, Doctor. Perhaps she knows things we do not.
Doctor, the other body is here.
This is the other one from the swamps?
Yes.
Help me to pull. Like this.
Is that... the soul?
It's spread out through the lungs, see?
Yes.
Wherever these corpses came from, there is sickness spreading.
From corpses to ghosts.
Have you got it?
Here.
Is it Megila?
The very best, Majesty.
Let me try it.
Majesty, not here. I beg you. Please, keep it to your rooms.
I don't care. I don't care what they'd do to me.
No, but I do care what they would do to me. And then I would no longer be in a position to...
Kidali, shouldn't you be...
Yes, yes, the slaves were just dismantling the chandeliers.
Oh, careful, you...
Majesty, I trust you're feeling better.
I'm fine. Thank you for your concern, Gregor. I have some business to attend to.
Majesty. Our young Sultan has withdrawn into a world of his own, a ghost of another era floating through the palace corridors that few even notice anymore. As for Kidali...
Set it down and write it down.
Tumanbe's vast collection of treasures. Every fitting and fixture. And Kidali has put himself in charge of their safe dispatch.
Oh, please!
It's a complex business.
Hmm?
Dismantling an empire. Saving your skin.
What do you want, Gregor?
The same thing as you. So we need to be careful, Kadali.
I don't know what you mean.
You need to stop. Barakat's watching you. It won't end well. That's my gift to you.
It's a nightmare. They want everything recorded. Every last detail. What there is in the palace, who does what, how the courts work, the legislature. I'm sure when I've told them everything, they will just...
Kadali, pull yourself together.
Excellency, shall I take down the other one?
What?
The mirror.
Yes. Be careful this time.
Of course.
I'm not coping, Gregor. I don't know what
is... This is not the time to fall apart.
I know. But I can't help it. I'm so...
Look, you need to make yourself invaluable. Hold something back.
Can I ask you for some advice?
Advice? No.
I have a collection of my own paintings.
Rare
miniature portraits of the Villanarte school. Beautiful, perfect, real, and... Now I've said it.
Why did you tell me?
Because you know people, Gregor. I can't just throw them away.
Why not? It would be safer.
If I have to run, I will need to pay people. The people smugglers, the captain of the ship. I want to sell them. But all the traders, all the artisans, the artists, they've fled the city or been killed.
So you want my advice?
Do you know anyone who might be prepared to buy them from me? At a good price, of course.
You're an idiot, Kadali. You'd do better to burn them quickly before...
I can't!
Yes, Excellency.
No, just carry on.
Yes.
I can't. They're my insurance. Everyone needs to prepare for a time when they might have to run.
Here you are.
Inquisitor.
It's been approved.
Sorry, what has...
You asked permission to visit prisoner Kulan in the cells, didn't you? It's been approved.
I see. Thank you.
What were you talking about?
I'm sorry?
Just now, the two of you.
Nothing.
You were talking, Kadali. How could it be of nothing? We're all together now. You don't need to be nervous.
Of course. We were talking about the lists. The details of the...
Give me your hands.
My hands?
Why are they shaking?
I don't know.
What were you talking about? You can tell me. And if you want it to remain just between us, it shall. That is my promise. Everyone knows that I, Barakat, never lie. If you want it to remain just between ourselves... It shall. Now, what were you talking about?
I have a confession.
Yes?
Kadali is feeling the pressure of the situation we all find ourselves in.
Of course. I understand.
Yes, I'm sorry. I want to serve. I want to serve Maya to the best of my ability. That's all that matters to me now.
Prayer and fasting. That is my advice.
If you hold your nerve, Kadali, you are safe. You know everything about Tumut Bay. They need you.
No one is safe. We don't know the language of these people. We don't know what they want. I must have my way out when things get bad.
There is a slave trader in the city. He used to collect rare books and paintings, too. I'm not saying he will help you, but... His name is Ibn. Ibn Bey.
Thank you. Thank you, Gregor. You know you will always have my undying loyalty.
I don't doubt it.
I've got to go.
That was weak. Now
I've given Kadali something to use against me. And what should I do? Betray him to elevate myself? Deception is exhausting.
Yes?
Sorry to interrupt. I'm looking for the shipping clerk.
Who are you?
I am Ibn Bay, slave merchant. I have imported many slaves through this very port during the old times.
What do you want?
I'm looking for...
the shipping clerk. I am the shipping clerk. What do you want?
I am Ibn. Aren't you expecting me? I am looking for the Iblis.
Come with me.
Are you trying to get me killed?
What? No.
Who told you about the Iblis?
A friend. Another trader. I paid him the money. He said you would be expecting me.
Ibn.
Yes. Wait a minute. Are you... you are the Iblis, aren't you?
Party of three.
Yes. My daughter, she's expecting a baby. I need to get her out. I was told to come here and ask for the Iblis. I paid the money.
You were supposed to come tonight.
I know. That's why I'm here. I need to delay our departure. You see, my daughter's husband has gone missing.
If you don't leave tonight, there's no guarantee there will be another boat. The city is falling apart.
I know that.
My advice, friend, get your daughter out of Tumen Bay for the sake of her and your unborn grandchild.
The husband has probably been rounded up by one of the patrols. If he gets out, there are smugglers who can help him through the desert. But for a pregnant woman... it's up to you. This is the last boat.
Hello? Speak?
Idora Peshko, Taravana. Sarabarthi?
Interested? She's still got her teeth.
No, thank you. I'm not interested.
It's Ibn Bay, isn't it?
Yes, but I'm not interested in...
It's all right. I'm not a trader. I've come to see you.
I'm sorry, have we...
I thought I'd find you here. May I walk with you?
Yes.
I used to love coming here to see all the slaves. Big, small, dark, pale. There was such variety. So much to choose from.
Yes.
But now it's... just a few toothless old crones, useful to no one.
Right.
Very little profit in slaves these days.
So true. Mm.
So a man must turn to other commodities.
I suppose so. Yes.
For instance, books, paintings, artwork.
Well, that would be forbidden.
It would. But I understand you have some experience in these items.
What?
I have something of value. Something I need to
say. Sir, I'm sorry. I don't know who you are and I don't know what you're talking about. Please, excuse me.
What happened? Did you manage to delay
the... the boat leaves tonight.
Then you can go alone.
Look, Heaven Akiva can take care of himself. You need to think about the child. Let's be realistic. It's been a whole day. He went out and he didn't come back. Either that means he's been rounded up or he's stuck somewhere. In either case, you can't help him by staying here. You need to think about the child. Akiva is a survivor. He's probably holed up somewhere biding his time. We can leave a message with the maid. When Akiba turns up, he can follow. There are ways out across the desert.
Did you ask if they could postpone our departure?
I did.
Then what's the rush? Why can't we just stay here and wait it out?
Someone approached me.
What do you mean?
Who? Someone from the palace, I think. I can't be sure, but...
What did they want?
I think I might be on a list. I think I might be being investigated.
No, please, no.
We need to go. We need to go tonight.
Is everything all right, Master? Do you need refreshments?
No, thank you.
Do you think we should tell her? We should tell her.
Yes. Aisha?
Master?
Come here. Sit.
Master?
Sit. It's okay. You've been with us a long time, Aisha.
I hope I have served you well, Master.
You have, Aisha. You have been a good and loyal servant. That is why... There is something we need to tell you.
Pala! Go to the bathhouse and tell them to prepare for me. Pala! Did you hear what I said, Slade?
Has it been a stressful day, Kadali? I've been looking for you.
Oh, yes.
I went to the Hall of Mirrors and I didn't find you there. I thought, well, perhaps he's in the gold room taking care of the latest dispatch, recording every last item. What a diligent and loyal fellow. But you weren't there either. So I thought I'd wait for you here in your private rooms. I have the keys after all. These are fine works. So lifelike. How do these artists capture such likeness in miniature?
I think they use lenses.
Lenses?
To magnify.
Ah. Now, what's going through my head is this. Why aren't these on the Register of Treasures from the palace? Yours? Your personal possessions?
Well, no. I mean, they were in my care.
And I'm asking myself, why would a believer keep such items? It is for God and God alone to create in his form. Why would a believer hoard what the books condemn as idolatry? Why? Is his purpose to pervert the thoughts of other men? Or is he weak? Where does his soul reside?
I...
Think carefully before you explain. I understand frailty. I understand greed. But heresy. Well.
It was greed. It was frailty. I thought I could sell them. I am weak. I'm weak.
Everyone makes mistakes. Even I. Barakat make mistakes. I can help you. And I am a man who never lies.
Yes?
We can help each other. Would you like that?
Yes.
Good.
Please.
Now, let's start. Why don't you tell me, who have you just been to see in the market? It better be the truth, because we know the answer already.
And he probably does. He's probably watching me now. Spying on the spies I've set to spy on whoever we're investigating. Even down here, this is my old haunt, the dungeons deep beneath the palace.
Excellency, this way.
This was my office. Now.
In here.
Give me a torch.
Kulan?
Oh, it's you.
My brother Kulan, once commander of the armies of Tuman Bay, now confined to a stinking cell.
How are you, brother?
Never better. And you? Are your new masters taking good care of you? You're looking well fed. Are you pleased with yourself?
Brother, you can save yourself if only
stop.
You...
Stop. So what news of my family?
I haven't yet been able to. There's very little opportunity. My informants say they've taken lodgings near the Medan. There are so many refugees, no one suspects who they are.
Pasha is a good boy. He might not be a fighter, but he'll make sure no harm comes to his mother and sister. That I am confident of. It might be just what he needs. He had it too easy for two. What?
Pasha is not in this world.
What?
When the soldiers came to your house to arrest them, Pasha barricaded the door. He was trying to delay them so your wife and daughter could escape. They killed him.
Oh. Oh. Oh, was it quick?
Yes. He died fighting with a sword in his hand.
Oh. I had such hopes for him.
Manel and her mother are alive. I will find them and bring you news. Why are you so stubborn, Kulan? All you need to do is what I did. It's better to be alive and without honor than...
General.
What's going on?
I've been sent to bring the general.
Bring him where?
Gregor. You need to open your eyes. They are taking me to the place of execution. They told me, but they didn't tell you.
But, no, you were spared before. Why?
You fool, Gregor. Do you think they wanted to kill me in front of my own troops? Do you think they wanted to make a martyr of me? No. They will slit my throat in the darkness and dump my body with all the other poor bastards no one knows about.
Come on, let
go of me. I will walk to my own death.
I beg you, Kulan, you can end all this now. Just bow the knee, kiss the ring, swear allegiance. As we all did, those of us who wanted to live. Even your brother here. Tell him, Gregor, it means nothing. Do it and you will be saved.
No. I will be lost.
Brother, listen.
Yes, what is it, Gregor? You remember when we were boys in the mountains? We came to this city and I told you then, Tuman Bay is our destiny. I thought you understood.
Understood what?
That Tuman Bay is where it ends.
Go on, keep moving.
We were born with nothing and became slaves with everything. We were the slave rulers, both of us, players in the game, in the greatest empire on earth. And this, with my brother walking to his execution.
Not you.
But... is this the last of it?
Kulan!
In here. But where's the boat?
It's coming. You need to wait in here.
But...
it's all right, girl. It's better to wait in here. This way. Wait here.
But this is not what we agreed.
You're to travel alone.
Just wait.
But who are all these people?
Ivan, it's all right. Let me handle this. Listen, we are not refugees like these people.
My father has paid you
Heaven,
a lot.
Heaven, please.
It's all right. Relax.
Yes, but my daughter is expecting a baby. This is hardly... there isn't even anywhere for her to sit.
Oh, let me apologize for the service. Perhaps your daughter was expecting a carriage. And perhaps some refreshments. Let me see what I can do for you.
Thank you.
going to be fine. I promise.
This is the difficult bit. But it will be worth it. Once we get to Serene and are back on shore, we will travel in comfort. I promise. Before you know it, we will be back home in El Sharba.
El Sharba. I wish we had never left.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. I am so sorry, child. One day, when this is all over, and my grandchild is sitting on my knee...
All right, the ship is waiting. Come, all of you.
Yes, take my hand.
Come, move, move. Down here.
Wait. Is this the boat?
What does it look like?
But it is too small. There are too many people for one boat.
Do you want to go or not?
Listen, I'm a slave trader. I wouldn't even trust the consignment of slaves to a boat like this.
Don't worry. You will be transferring to a bigger boat once you are out of the harbor.
A bigger boat?
We can't bring it in here. It will be seen. Are you coming or staying?
All will be well. I promise. And as soon as we get to Serene, we'll send word back to the house for Akiba. Aisha will pass the message to him, and he will find us. Of that, I am certain.
It's the last boat. Your last chance.
We're coming. Excuse me. Excuse me. Please, excuse me. Make some room. My daughter, she's pregnant. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Here. A seat, especially for you.
Pass off the stern light. And move that. We need space. Yes, sir.
See? It's not bad at all. Actually, it's quite an adventure.
No.
What are you doing? Sit down. You're going to fall.
What are you doing? Get down.
I'm sorry, Father. Huh? I cannot leave without my husband.
No! Help!
What's wrong with you?
My daughter is in the water!
We haven't come all this way to be caught. It's you!
But my daughter!
No!
Get
down!
No!
Be quiet! Sit down!
No! I can't! Evan! Evan! Are you alright?
I'm alright. I'm alright, Father.
Don't worry. We'll find another way. Everything will be all right.
Season 2, Episode 1 of Tumen Bay, The Last Boat, featuring Rufus Wright, Hiran Abisekera, Matthew Marsh, and Natalie Armin, was written and directed by me, John Scott Dryden, with music by Sasha Putnam, and editing and sound design by Steve Bond. Tumen Bay is created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including a cast list, visit tumenbay.com.